As an executive with nearly three decades of experience at one of the world's largest companies, I've learned that the key to success in any career is not just about what you know, but who you know and how you build those relationships.
In Relationships at Work, How to Authentically Network Within Your Company, I share my proven strategies for fostering meaningful and inclusive relationships that can transform your professional life.
Networking is often seen as a superficial activity, but authentic networking is about building genuine connections that benefit both you and your colleagues. It's about creating a circle of dependable colleagues for reciprocal support, motivation, and collaboration. I emphasize that authentic networking is not about manipulating others for personal gain, but about cultivating personal interactions that are meaningful and beneficial to all parties involved. For instance, I recall a series of interactions with remote employees in my work group. Each of these employees, at different professional levels, successfully uncovered opportunities to create genuine personal relationships with me. What stood out was their use of meaningful, live conversations. In one case, an individual made such a positive impression during a series of meetings that she was the only person who had truly stood out in such a positive, self-motivated way. This example illustrates how prioritizing live, meaningful conversations can lead to strong, lasting relationships.
To build effective professional relationships, it's crucial to cultivate a persona that is both reliable and collaborative. This means being someone who is ready to help, committed to their promises, focused on problem solving, and maintaining an optimistic outlook. Your reputation for dependability and teamwork can attract new partnerships and enhance their importance. For example, I encourage readers to take on duties that extend beyond their typical assignments. By eagerly accepting these assignments, you not only gain valuable expertise, but also demonstrate your commitment and willingness to help. This approach can distinguish you and broaden your professional network, especially for introverts who may face unique challenges in initiating connections.
Initiating relationships at work can seem daunting, but it's simpler than you think. Start by introducing yourself when you first start a job. This simple act can open doors to new connections. For instance, when I initiated a connection with my boss's boss to ground myself in a new role, it not only helped me understand the expectations, but also built a strong foundation for our working relationship. Nurturing these relationships involves consistent effort. It's about maintaining regular communication, showing genuine interest in others, and being supportive. I share over 200 examples of how to plant and nurture the seeds of a reciprocal network, from simple gestures like checking in with colleagues to more significant actions like offering help on projects.
Trust is the most essential ingredient in any relationship, whether personal or professional. It takes work to build trust, and it can be fragile. Careless words and actions can erode trust quickly. Therefore, it's crucial to be mindful of your interactions and ensure that you are building trust consistently. As Stephen R. Covey once said, "Trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships." This principle is paramount in the workplace, where trust can make or break collaborations and team dynamics.
Assumptions can be the termites of relationships. Making assumptions about people can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts. Instead, it's important to question all automatic assumptions and seek clarity through open communication. For example, I advise against assuming someone's intentions or capabilities based on limited information. Instead, engage in open and honest conversations to understand their perspectives and needs. This approach not only avoids conflicts, but also fosters deeper, more meaningful relationships.
Networking is not just about who you know, it's also about what you do. Embracing distinctive initiatives and opportunities can enhance your individual skills and contribute value to the organization. This approach also nurtures meaningful relationships within your business network. I encourage readers to seek out opportunities that may seem challenging or outside their comfort zone. For instance, taking on a new project or volunteering for a committee can provide valuable experience and expose you to new people and perspectives. This proactive approach can pave the way for establishing professional relationships and broadening your network.
Relationships at work are not static. They evolve as you transition roles or even retire. Navigating these transitions while sustaining professional connections is crucial for long-term career success. I provide practical guidance on how to maintain these relationships during career changes. This includes staying in touch with former colleagues, attending industry events, and leveraging social media to keep connections alive. By doing so, you ensure that your network remains a source of support and opportunity throughout your career.
In conclusion, building authentic relationships at work is a powerful tool for professional success. It's about creating meaningful connections that are based on trust, open communication, and mutual support. By following the strategies outlined in this book, you can foster a network of dependable colleagues who will support you throughout your career. Remember, relationships are the cornerstone of any successful career. By prioritizing these relationships and nurturing them with care, you can achieve greater job satisfaction, personal fulfillment, and long-term success. As I often say in my talks, meaningful relationships are not just a byproduct of success. They are the foundation upon which success is built.